As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
All right, so mean siblings, maybe it is time to confess. Maybe it is time to apologize because the things that you might have done to your younger siblings when way back in the day, unacceptable.
All right, so I don't have any personal examples of this because of the gap, the age gap, I think saved me between me and my siblings. I'm so much older than they are. But I definitely seen them have their share, my two sisters, because they're closer in age of drama all the time.
So you never, as an older brother, wreaked havoc on your younger sisters?
There's genuinely only one time I can actually remember being in a fight with either one of my sisters.
Really?
In our entire lives.
My best friend John's oldest daughter, she might have been 6 at the time, locked her younger brother, who was probably 3 at the time, in a closet in their house, where he fell asleep for hours and hours and hours. Bad on her and then bad on my friend for not noticing the 3-year-old was in the closet sleeping.
That is mild.
That's mild?
Nothing.
What did you do?
Don't worry about it.
No. If you share, I'll share.
Okay.
If you guys want to get on this, now we got something you can call about. 1-855-BIRCHO. The worst thing yet your sister or your brother ever did to you growing up.
I did lock my sister in my grandparents' garden shed. I convinced her she was adopted, which as an adult is like not a bad thing at all. But for some reason, when you're a kid, it's a fear, even though I would have treated adopted siblings just the same and terrorized them as well.
They don't know that, though, when they're like 4. Like,
right.
What does that mean? You don't love me as much.
My sister and I look identical. That's the thing. And she believed it. So that's her problem. She's dumb. Before she started French class, I told her to tell the teacher, je m'appelle Alyssa, je suis un ananas, which I told her meant my name is Alyssa. I'm in 3rd grade, but it means I'm a pineapple. And she did. And then I think my one I was most proud of is she always wanted to play with me and my best friends, Lindsay and Lauren, who are twins. And I would never let her because my sister is like 3 years younger than I am, like just too far to hang. We were never in the same school at the same time. So I booby trapped my room. I put like tripwire in. I put clear duct tape all over the doors, like the entire door frame going across it.
You like Home Alone'd it.
Yeah. And I said, Alyssa, do you want to come play with us? And she came sprinting and ran straight into the duct tape. Kind of looked like Harrison Ford in Star Wars when he gets cast in bronze. I was so proud of that one.
I tormented my little brother. Now, mind you, he's 2 years younger than me and very much outgrew me, ended up becoming a Marine and a firefighter. So I would never now. But when we were little, we weren't allowed to walk past our property line. And we were one house away from the corner and Miss Betty lived on the corner. So he would stand at the property line and I told him, I'm running away from home and I'm never coming back. So he would stand at our property line and cry as I walked and turn the corner and hid behind a bush. And he thought I was gone forever. And then when he wasn't able to wipe his butt yet, he would be sitting on the toilet, and I would tell him that snakes could come up and bite you in the butt. So then he would, like, levitate off the toilet and cry because he thought a snake was going to come bite him in the butt, and he couldn't wipe his butt, so he couldn't get off the toilet. And then there was also this doll that he was afraid of. So it was Snow White on one side, and you flipped her over, and she was, like, the Wicked Witch on the other side or whatever, that mean witch. And he was so terrified of that. So when he was pooping, and again, couldn't wipe his butt, I would go in there, and I'd be like, ha! And I'd show him, like, the witch doll, and he would cry.
Here is Lou. Is it confession time, Lou?
Not for me, but for my older brother. I was the youngest of three, and my middle brother would terrorize me. So I would go and tattle to my older brother, and he would hold him down and tickle him under his chin until he opened his mouth and spit in his mouth.
Oh, that's nasty.
Check up, man.
Oh, that's obviously pre-COVID.
Yeah, right. Appreciate you calling. All right, now off the internet, Cassie, what did you find? Because these are pretty bad.
Mo's got the list.
Yes, sir. So the first one is, once when my brother was super sick with a chest cold, he had a vaporizer running in his room. My parents went out for the evening, so naturally, I peed in the vaporizer while he was asleep.
Damn. Oh, damn, that's evil. So they're inhaling the pee.
The fog of the pee.
Okay. Yep. When they came home and opened his door, they were greeted by a fog cloud made of my urine. Don't worry, he was fine.
That is so disgusting. You have to throw away that vaporizer. You can never use it again.
Absolutely
That's
not.
That's terrible.
Another one says, I was at my school carnival and they had his game called Goldfish Pong, which is like beer pong, but with cups of water and goldfish. If you won, you got to keep the goldfish. I won, and they gave me the goldfish in a Chick-fil-A water cup. My sister was working at the art tent, and I decided to give her that enclosed cup. She drank it all.
All right. Goldfish water compared to urine vaporizer, not as bad.
Yeah, there's a goldfish in it.
Yeah.
She drank the goldfish.
Yeah.
Well, that's not sushi.
This is a man who's drunk puddle water.
It's close.
If the goldfish is on a plate at Nobu, I'll pay $500 for it. But in a Chick-fil-A cup at a fair, that's disgusting.
My younger brother has always been terrified of bugs. Unfortunately for him, I have always been fascinated with them. I even had my own bug collection. I decided it would be a brilliant idea to put a lot of cockroaches underneath his blankets before he went to bed one night.
God.
I'm pretty sure his scream woke up the whole neighborhood. He still refuses to let me anywhere near his room.
Oh, that makes me itch thinking about it.
All right, we're going to close with the one right underneath that one, Mo.
It's my favorite.
My brother told me that every time it rained, God was crying because I was so ugly.
That's so mean.
That is foul.
God's crying again because he looked at you and you're just so ugly.
He can't believe what he's done.
You brought the Bible into it.
The Burt Show.